Torquay trainer Bryce Stanaway, who was at Pakenham races yesterday and scratched his horses and the three horses that he had running because the sandwiches had run out. It's quite a bizarre story. But anyway, Bryce has been good enough to join us now. G'day, Bryce.
Hey, how you going?
Going well, thanks. Now, tell us what happened. They ran out of Sangers, did they, and you threw a wobbly.
Oh, well, hold on. Look, there's a lot of us trainers that are hands-on, right? Like, where I'm here at Torquay now and with three staff, we haven't even had breakfast yet. We've been going since 5 o'clock this morning, right?
Yeah.
Go to Pakenham Races on Sunday. Been to Donald the day before. Go up to the owners and trainers room. No sandwiches. You're a trainer. Jockeys at Pakenham get fed like kings. Like, geez, you wouldn't get a feed in Torquay as good as what you get in Pakenham jockeys room.
And they don't eat.
Well, that's what's got me beat. And I feel sorry for Brad Warula and Johnny Allen, bigger blokes like that, Stephen Arnold that can't eat.
Yeah.
Right? And they got a smorgasbord there for them with a lady making it up. Well, I went upstairs to get a sandwich or a couple of sandwiches or whatever, and I actually felt sorry for the lady that was running it because she'd come out with a plate of sandwiches and she put them down on the table in the owner's trainer's room, and before you could say jackknife, the lot were gone. And
right.
So I thought, well, I did the polite thing and sat back, but it didn't do me any good. So I thought, I'll tootle down, see the CEO, and say, you know, something's got to be done a bit better than this. For trainers, you know what I mean? We work, get up 5 o'clock on a Sunday morning, come here, I had two in the fourth race, and then I'm in the last two races at the end of the day, and you can't even get a blooming sandwich and you're running five horses for them. And you know what he said to me?
What?
If you don't like it, scratch them and go home. So, and then I was walking down to the jockey's room to go to the steward's room, right?
Yeah.
And Brian Higgins, a jockey, sitting outside the jockey's room there, and this bloke's having a go at me, and I just kept walking. I'm over this bullshit. Anyway, I kept walking to the jockey's room. He goes sitting there, and he heard him say to me, why don't you scratch your horses and go home? And I thought, I don't need this shit. It's Sunday. We work 7 days a week in this job. We're treated like shit, half us trainers. The top ones, don't worry, they get it laid on them. They
yeah.
go to...
Bryce, you just to, you just got to yeah. curb the language of fraction for me.
Oh, sorry, yeah, sorry. Anyway, sorry. Anyway, I apologise to all you listeners. Anyway, I went in the steward's room and I said to the steward, I've been asked to scratch these three last horses in the later races. I wish to do so and I'm going home. And they said, oh, we'll have to consider that and all this. And I said, well, it's up to you to consider it, but I've been told by the CEO of the club to scratch them, and that's what I'm doing. I'm going to load them on and go home.
But,
and that's what I did.
But, Bryce, if you were that hungry, couldn't you have gone downstairs and just bought a hot dog or another sandwich?
Yeah, but hold on. Why should we be treated any different to the jockeys? We're all meant to be treated equal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Why can't we just get a sandwich out of the jockey's room, a coffee, by the weigh-in scale, like the clerk of the scales does, and like other people there, but for some stupid reason, Racing Victoria, because of something that happened years ago, trainers can't go into the cafeteria part of the jockey's room.
Okay, but let me put this to you, Bryce. Let me play bad cop, okay? You by your own admission, said that a big plate of sandwiches came out, but you sat back. Now,
well, I was being polite.
Well, exactly, mate. But now, if one of your jockeys had come back after butchering a ride and said, I was just sitting back, ready to make my run, and you said, well, you left your run too late, mate, you'd sack the jockey.
Well, yeah, and move on. Probably would. Like I did for Crafty Cruiser with Ben Mellon.
Right. We all remember that.
don't get me into any trouble, mate. But well, no, she's a hard game, right?
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, us trainers, and I've had that many calls from country trainers in Victoria that are behind me, and our Australian Trainers Association, I haven't heard from them.
Well, look, Bryce, I reckon if nothing else, mate, where's your next meeting?
No, Bendigo are unreal. Geez, credit to Subway. Subway, Sale and Bendigo, would be the two best tracks in Victoria. They put on Subway, and the Subway is unbelievable.
Well, there you go. Look, I can only hope that next time you go to a country track there, they're stocked up on their Sangers. I dare say they wouldn't be game to make sure they run out of Sangers now that Bryce Stanaway is going to be on track. But, look, we can only hope that this doesn't happen again, Bryce.
Oh, no, I just want us all treated equal.
Mm.
That's all. Hey, us blokes at the bottom have got a harder job than the blokes that have... Like, these trainers at the top, there's half of them just get out of their cars, arrive at the races. They don't even saddle their horses anymore. I reckon half the trainers that raced horses yesterday weren't even there.
Hey, I can tell you this much, Bryce. I don't reckon Peter Moody and Lee Friedman have missed out on sandwiches in their time.
Oh, I tell you what, yeah, it wouldn't hurt if they took a couple of kilos off.
Right, okay. Hey, Bryce, nice to talk to you, mate. Good luck, and hopefully they can have those sandwiches next time you're on track and you don't run out.
The main thing is, I don't care what it is, we should all be treated equal.
All right, good on you, mate. There he is, Bryce Stanaway. What a character.